When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of It's Not All Rainbows. I'm your host, Lindsay Goodman. I'm a certified trauma recovery coach, and I'm also a survivor of abuse in a queer relationship. I'm here to help you figure out what's really going on in your relationship, to help get you out and on the road to recovery. Today, I'm going to talk to you about when you first leave an abusive person. Maybe you're just there now, or maybe this was 2 years ago, 5 years ago, and you're taking time to reflect on this. When your abuser seems so happy after you leave or after they discard you or however it ends, you are no longer together. And if you're seeing their social media or someone else is telling you something, which by the way, I don't recommend that, get away from them, block them as soon as you can. This person's abusive. You left for a reason, or you got discarded and you're realizing stuff. It's for a reason. So try not to look at that stuff. But if you are, or if you have, they look like they just broke free from a dungeon. Like, you were their worst nightmare. You were torturing them. It was horrible. And now they're so happy. They're so free. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what they're doing, why, and, you know, are they actually really that happy? Before we dive in, let's talk about my struggles and successes. A struggle is, I just recorded an episode before this, so it's always really hard for me to come up with more than one. I have said this before, but I wish I had like a second icebreaker intro type thing. A struggle is that I don't know. Maybe I will skip that. A success is, I said this last week in the last episode, I am working the whole weekend. And I need the money, so that's good. But the success is going to be that I'm hanging out with someone today, and I'm really looking forward to having a day. It's like my me day. Like I said, I got some cleaning done. I said this last week. Got some cleaning done, and I'm just going to have my me day, and it's going to be fun, and I'm going to hang out with someone. A lot of times I have a hard time. Like, I really only have a few people that I'm interested in hanging out with. I keep my circle very small, but, like, whenever I have my weekend by myself, I'm like, okay, I need to meet you for coffee or a walk. I need to meet you. I'll come to your house and we'll talk for a while, or we'll do a puzzle together. And I need to meet you for whatever, like trying to like fit everyone in that I care about and do all that stuff. And today I'm going to be hanging out with someone. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. And I'm really excited about that. We live in a world that it's so hard to balance everything. And if you're a parent, you have a job and then you need rest time and you need time to take care of your house and you maybe have a dog and all that stuff. So for me, hanging out with people and like looking forward to hanging out with people and enjoying hanging out with people and being comfortable and like being willing to, I don't know, I've talked about this before, but I'm very, very stingy with my time. So it's no longer that I'm necessarily afraid to hang out with people, because when I first left the abuser, I was like, everyone's bad. I don't feel safe around people. So it's not that anymore. It's just if I spend time with you, and it doesn't mean that I think I'm better than other people, but I'm just very stingy. I like to be alone. I like my free time. I like to get things done that need to be done so that I can relax at other times and all that stuff. So yeah, that's a big one for me. Okay, so is your abuser really that happy? Like I said, maybe you've seen their social media. All of a sudden, like, okay, let's just say it. Maybe your abuser's like mine, where they never post anything on social media. They're never in their stories. They're not doing anything like that. All of a sudden, when they leave, they're in their stories. They're posting stuff. People are tagging them. They're being tagged. Blah, blah, blah. Again, I'm just going to say it. Block them. Don't look at that stuff. I'm going to be talking about this like it's normal that we're looking at this stuff and whatnot. But we want to, like, if you haven't left yet, and you're thinking about leaving, or maybe you just left and you're like, I just need something right now. You're listening to this podcast and you're just starting to see these things. Stop now. Stop now. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds horrible. You're like, I can't. I need to know. I need to see these things. You don't. It's just going to hurt you. And that's why they're doing it. So a lot of times you'll see that abusive person, you leave, and all of a sudden they have friends that they didn't hang out with before. So mine, all of a sudden, it was like the friends at the gym that they would always complain about, say they were boring, they weren't very interesting, they wish they those people hadn't shown up for my birthday party because they killed a vibe and blah blah blah. And all of a sudden those are their best friends and they're going out with them, they're going to the hockey game, they're going to the theater, they're going bowling, they're going, I'm just making this up, they're going to shows, they're going to just bars, they're going out, they're hanging out, like they're best friends now, right? And you're seeing them happy, you're seeing them with friends, you're seeing with them with a life. They have a life, and it makes it look like not just to you, but anyone else who knows that a breakup just happened, that you know, whatever, and they're hearing this person's version of the story, or maybe that person's not saying anything at all. So it just looks like they were just being held back by you, and now all of a sudden they're free and they're happy and they're going out and they're with the friends that they weren't allowed to hang out with before. And they're able to be themselves and they can express themselves and do all these things and blah, blah, blah. And you're looking at it too. And you're kind of believing it because you're like, well, it must have been me because they were never happy when they were around me. They were complaining about me all the time. They were yelling at me. We were arguing. They blamed me for things like mine blamed me for not being able to pursue an advanced degree when in reality it's because they didn't want to do the work. They blame me, they blame my son. Oh, I can't do anything because I have to take care of you. And I'm like, I'm the one taking care of my son. You showed up late for work because you didn't want to get out of bed. And you know, they show up late for work, like, sorry, I have a son, I have to take care of him. I'm in the kitchen taking care of the son that is mine. Right. So up until now, when they're posting all this amazing, happy, fun stuff, they've been miserable with you. They've been fighting. So it's your fault, right? It's your fault. So this is what I want you to know. This is what I want you to remember. Nobody is happier than a person who has just been discarded, or I guess been left by their victim. Their victim has broken up with them and broken free from the prison that they've been in for weeks or months or years. They've lost their control of that person. Or maybe they left you because they had someone else lined up who couldn't see them for who they are. It's just easier to start over, blah, blah, blah. Nobody is happier than an abusive person who has just lost their supply, their person that they've been torturing, and needs to prove how happy they are. They need not just you, but everyone around them to believe their story, which is that you were the problem. You're the abusive one. You're the bad one. You're the immature one. You are the emotionally unstable one, blah, 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 blah. So they're posting away. They're looking happy. Block them. Don't look at it anymore. Because again, it's that is there to abuse you and convincing other people that you were the bad one too. That smear campaign, that is also abuse. They are abusing you. This is post-separation abuse. This is all a part of the game. So don't partake in it as hard as it is. And anyone around you who's mutual friends with them and is looking at their story, that person is not safe for you either. So you need to set a boundary with that person and say, don't tell me anything. Or if you're still following them, I'm sorry, I can't be a part of that right now. Maybe eventually, if you change your mind, we can circle back. But right now, this is not what I'm doing, right? They are just trying to make it look like they're happy. And I promise you that either when they find their next victim or when things die down a little bit, they won't be posting like that anymore. They're not going to continue going out like that anymore and posting all that stuff because they don't have anything to prove to anybody. If they find someone else and they're going out with them and they're doing all this stuff, they're going to want to just silently go away and do that with that person. Yes, there are some abusive people who are really public online and who are going to post things online and do all that stuff. But especially if you have a person who has been very private and doesn't post anything and doesn't really use their social media at all, and then all of a sudden they're on it. They're living their best life. Maybe they like went on a trip. They're out with friends, whatever they're doing. This is a huge red flag. Something is off here, right? And I know some of y'all are going to be like, well, I went on a trip right after I left. I went and I was with my family. I stayed posting in my stories. I talked about breaking up and the struggles and for a while, I didn't say anything about abuse. I just like, yeah, we broke up. It didn't work out, blah, blah, blah. I was still posting, but I had 18,000 followers on Instagram when I left. So that was normal for me to keep posting. And yes, I shared that I traveled, but while I was traveling, I was talking about the successes and I, or like, oh my gosh, I'm at my favorite beach where I used to go, and I brought my son to this favorite place. And this feels like a huge triumph for me because I never thought I would travel again or be free again or be happy again. And also, sometimes I cry because I feel happy. And sometimes, you know, and so I was sharing that process with people. I felt like it was important to be open with people because I knew there were more people out there who had been through this or were going through this or were going to go through this. So there wasn't a huge change. Like, yes, what I was talking about was changing, but you still saw me. To the best of my ability as a human, just existing and being a human. There wasn't this all of a sudden, oh, we broke up. Okay, now I'm gonna go do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna just show everyone how happy I am. I'm gonna like blah 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 blah, because I didn't need to prove to anybody that I wasn't the bad guy and that they were making me miserable. I think there are a lot of people who could see that, and if they couldn't see it, it's not my job to convince anybody of anything. Right? It's not my job to convince anyone or like make anyone believe what I went through. So I was just existing, at the risk of making this sound like I'm like, I'm justifying my behavior and not theirs. I think it makes sense what I'm saying, but it is a very, it's a very, it's a pendulum swing of I'm private, I don't post anything, I have a partner, I've been with this person forever, I never share anything, it's not my thing, I'm not on Instagram, blah blah blah, too. I'm out of this bar, I'm out of this game, I'm out of this concert, I'm out of this thing, I'm out of this whatever. And another thing is, like I said, you know, I guarantee at some point they're going to stop posting. Hopefully you're not looking at it. Hopefully you're not there to see when the change happens. But it probably means that they found someone to abuse. They're working towards that goal. And also they're going to drop those friends. They don't need those friends anymore. I guarantee you the people that all of a sudden they were best friends with, they're not going to hang out with them anymore because once they have someone, they're going to want to spend all their time and put all their chips in that, you know, this is it. I'm going to sink my nails into this person, make sure they're hooked so that I have that supply that I just lost, and I'm gonna make sure this is good. And if it's not good, I'll get rid of that one. I'll do the whole thing again, get another one, whatever. So it's all an act, it's all a show, it's all part of this game that they're always playing, no matter what they're doing. There's always some kind of piece moving on their chessboard. And you don't want to be a part of it. You got away, or maybe you did get left by them, but you are away. You are free, even though you're not free from the pain and the trauma and things that you're gonna have to heal from. You're free. They're moving on to someone else, which sucks, and it makes you feel bad, and you wish that you could warn that other person. You really can't. Talked about this before. They're not gonna listen to you probably. Some people would argue with that, but I mean, I know from firsthand experience, a lot of times you're already in it by the time someone does warn you that you're like, I don't know, they seem really well, like good to me. It's working, it's going well, whatever. So it's all part of the game. You don't want to be a part of it. Remove yourself from it. If you're already somewhere else, like you're not living with them anymore, you're staying with someone else, or you got your own place, whatever, do yourself the favor. Remove your eyes from their, you know, don't be in their stories. Definitely don't have like a fake account where you're looking at stuff. Block them. Make sure they're not looking at you. Make sure nobody's telling them about you. You're not hearing about them. Just cold turkey if you can. I went cold turkey. It sucked. There were a couple days that I was like, I'm not feeling good because it is an addiction. I would pick up my phone wanting to see their name. And also, I mean, literally, it was like this. It was like, okay, nothing. Because I didn't want to see their name. I didn't, and I had them blocked and I knew it wasn't going to come through. I didn't want to see their name, but it was still like, I'm so used to constantly being in contact with this person and arguing and defending and this and that. It's an addiction. And even, you know, even when it's bad attention, like you have been conditioned to respond to them, to be always waiting for their whatever shenanigans. So I hope this helps. I really hope this helps because I know a lot of people really struggle with this. Oh, but they seem so happy now. Oh, but they're doing so well. Oh, but they're seeing someone new. Oh, but they're doing the things they used to do with me that I begged them for. Oh, but they're doing the things that they never would do with me. They said they would never do with anybody. Now they're doing those things. They're doing it to hurt you. They're doing it to drive that weapon in don't say specific weapons because I just feel like it's really graphic, but they're doing it to destroy you, and they're doing it to make it look like you were the problem and that they're happy. And this person, this new person who came along, was just the thing that they needed, and blah, blah, blah. Y'all, I don't care. Some of you will say that it does work that way, and you'll find the love of your life right after you get out of a relationship. You don't love somebody that you just met 3 days ago at the gym. You don't love somebody that you work with that you didn't care about at all until your person left you, right? So keep that in mind. They're not happy. They're just looking for the next person to control and to have power from. So that's not something you want either. That's not something you want. I know that a lot of times when we're just leaving and we're sitting here and we're thinking about this stuff, we're like, but I don't want to lose them, blah, blah, blah. Do you really want that? Do you really want to be treated that way? Do you really want someone who's already out there trying to make you look bad, who's been making you look bad for a while already because they need people to believe it? So this, I've talked about this before. The smear campaign does not start when you leave. It's been going on. Do you really want that? You don't. Even if you're sitting here going, well, yeah, I don't know anything else. You don't want it. You do not want it. Trust me, 2.5 years later, maybe longer now. I don't know. I don't keep track anymore. I was trying to do the math in my head, but I'm not that good at math. I'm good at other things. You don't want it. I cannot tell you the level of well-being that I have, and that doesn't mean I'm perfect. I have struggles, and I try to share. Some of them are silly, some of them are real. I have financial struggles sometimes. I have certain stresses. I have things that I feel about my co-parent that I wish I didn't have to deal with. I have hard times as a mom. I have mom guilt. All kinds of things. But the well-being, the overall sense of well-being of being removed from abusive people. And you might start to find that there's other people that got to go too, like a friend or a sibling or whatever, who kind of has the same vibes as this person. They don't need to be around you either, even though I know it's hard. You want to feel that well-being. And we're not all going to be on the same journey. We're all not going to feel better in the same time. Manjeet Rupri, who is someone who really helped me, if you don't know who she is, she's author of a book called something like Recovery from Narcissistic Abuse or something like that. It's a longer title, but it's a little orange book. It's not that long. She says in her book that it's Survival Guide for Toxic Narcissistic Relationships by Manjeet Rupri. She says it takes 18 to 24 months to heal from a narcissistic, abusive, coercive control type relationship. So if you're getting that from your parents, that's a long time. It's a long time. If it's a relationship, you've been in it for a while, or even if you haven't, it's a long time. It messes with you a lot. So give yourself time, give yourself grace, and just know, like I said, you don't want this. You do not want this anymore. You're on your way out. Keep going. Reach out for help. I'm here. I know I'm not as loudly on social media as I used to be, but I'm still making the podcast right now. I'm still here. I'm still coaching. So as I wrap this up, just a reminder, you can go to calendly.com/Lindsay Goodman if you want to work with me. If you're like in it right now and you're like, I just need some more of what you're saying right now, give it to me. I can do that. So definitely check that out if you want to work with me. If not, I'm going to wrap this up for today. I feel like I did a couple little tangents there, but the point is, they're not happy. They are trying so hard to prove to the world that they're happy. You're the problem. Leave it alone. Get away from them. Run for your life. You deserve better. Okay, go do something nice for yourself. Go drink some water. I'm going to do that too. I'm definitely dehydrated today, and I'll be back next week with more.